Finance and economics.
Payments. Acquirer acquired. An American payments firm goes online and buys British.
A bidding war was briefly but eagerly anticipated. In the end, not a shot was fired. On July 4th, the share price of Worldpay, a British payments processor, leapt by 28% after the company said it had received preliminary approaches from JP Morgan Chase, America's biggest bank, and Vantiv, an American payments firm. The next day, Worldpay said it had accepted a cash and shares bid from Vantiv worth £7.7 billion, that's $10 billion, giving its shareholders 41% of the combined group. JP Morgan Chase, sniffily explaining that it had considered a bid after an invitation from Worldpay, which is a client, declined to proceed. Under Britain's takeover code, that refusal rules out a counterbid for 6 months. The shares slipped back by nearly 9%. Vantiv and Worldpay are merchant acquirers, companies that have contracts with sellers of goods and services and licenses from credit and debit card companies to accept and process card payments. They also provide insurance, for example, refunding disappointed holidaymakers when an airline goes bust. Until a few years ago, explains Ali Farid Khawaja of Autonomous, an investment research firm, acquirers in both America and Europe had to have banking licenses. As a consequence, banks still feature in lists of leading acquirers. According to the Nielsen Report, a newsletter, they accounted for three of America's top seven last year. JP Morgan Chase ranked first, with Vantiv second. Both Vantiv and Worldpay, indeed, emerged from banks. Vantiv was spun off in 2009 by Fifth Third, an Ohio-based lender which still owns 17.9%.